Grogu and the Giant Gnasher. In Grogu's village, almost everyone was ill with red ogre dragon pox. Grogu was not ill because he was a golden ogre. But his father was covered in big orange and blue spots. It was winter. Snow was everywhere and bonfires burned all day. Soon there was to be a red ogre feast, an enormous meal which went on for 2 days and ended with everyone jumping into a huge bowl filled with red ogre jelly. But if everyone was ill, there would be no feast at all. Boga, the village doctor, was ill too.
Need 3 scales of a red dragon, 2 teeth of a giant gnasher, and 5 feathers from a 3-headed bird, he growled. Otherwise, no medicine and no feast.
I'll fly off on Zagan to find all you need for your medicine, said Grogu.
Take baby Slurm, said Boga. Go to Giant Gnasher first.
Why?
Asked Grogu. Boga just growled. Later that day, Zagan, the baby Slurm, and Grogu were flying high above the purple peaks where the Giant Gnashers lived. Red and green dust clouds puffed up from holes in the rock.
That, my boy, is from the Giant Gnashers, explained Zagan. They grind the rocks to dust and blow it out through the holes.
Zagan landed on a ledge of icy rock. Grogu and the Slurm climbed off him.
Now listen, whispered Zagan. The Gnashers crunch and munch their way through rock very quickly, but you can hear them coming.
Just then, Grogu heard a distant sound. It grew and grew into a thunder of chomping jaws. The rock wall burst apart. An enormous mouth with huge, dirty teeth and a furry pink tongue gulped the baby Slurm and disappeared again.
Don't worry, Grogu. We'll rescue him, said Zagan.
Grogu jumped onto his back and they flew down the tunnel the Gnasher had made. He was chomping away and running very fast, and they quickly lost sight of him in the darkness. Grogu was thinking about the baby Slurm. He remembered it squeaking so clearly he could almost hear it. But wait, he was hearing it. Zagan and Grogu rushed towards the squeaks, turned a bend, and suddenly saw the Gnasher. His eyes were closed, and his huge mouth was squeaking.
Gnashers certainly don't squeak,
said Zagan, peering hard through his spectacles. Suddenly, a white tentacle darted out of the Gnasher's mouth and pulled the spectacles off. Zagan laughed.
Silly Slurm, he said.
Out of the Gnasher's mouth came the baby Slurm. In its tentacles, it held 3 scales of a red dragon, 2 teeth of a Gnasher, and 5 feathers from a 3-headed bird.
Gnashers eat anything, said Zagan.
But suddenly, there was a loud roar. The Gnasher was awake.
Quick,
shouted Grogu.
Up this tunnel, Zagan.
And up they flew, with the Gnasher running after them on his short, stumpy legs. As Zagan soared into the stormy winter sky, the Gnasher's jaws slammed shut, just short of his tail. They were safe.
Whew, that was close,
cried Grogu. Back at the village, Boga explained that the Slurm sting puts Gnashers to sleep.
Don't know much, do you?
He laughed. as he mixed a pot of bubbling, treacly green medicine, enough to cure the whole village. So the red ogres did have their feast. And when the time came for the great jelly jump, it was the baby Slurm, squeaking with joy, who jumped in first. Yeah.